Recorded Books Romance and One Click Digital present The Seduction of Elliot McBride by Jennifer Ashley, narrated by Angela Dore. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalogue is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Seduction of Elliot McBride.
Chapter 1. Scotland, 1884. Juliana St. John's fiancé was an hour late to his own wedding. While Juliana sat waiting, resplendent in satin and yellow roses, various friends and family members were dispatched through rainy Edinburgh to find out what was the matter. The matron of honour, Ainsley Mackenzie, tried to keep up Juliana's spirits, as did Juliana's stepmother, Gemma, in her own way. But Juliana knew in her heart that something was terribly wrong. When Grant's friends returned, embarrassed and empty-handed, and Ainsley asked her husband, a tall brute of a Scotsman, to go, the result was different. Lord Cameron Mackenzie opened the vestry door wide enough to stick his head around it.
"Ainsley,"
he said, then shut the door again. Ainsley pressed Juliana's hands, which by now were like ice.
"Never you mind, Juliana. I'll discover what has happened."
Juliana's stepmother, only 10 years older than Juliana herself, was angry. Gemma said nothing, but Juliana saw rage in every movement she made. Gemma had never liked Grant Barclay, and liked Grant's mother still less. Ainsley returned in a short time.
"Juliana," she said, her voice gentle.
She held out her hand.
"Come with me."
When a person spoke in that tone, terrible news was certain to follow. Juliana rose in a rustle of satin. Gemma tried to follow, but Ainsley held up her hand.
"Juliana alone, I think."
Gemma, of the volatile temper, started to protest, but Gemma was also intelligent. She gave Juliana a nod and squeezed her hand.
"I will be here for you, dear."
Juliana had a temper of her own, but as she stepped out into the gusty rain of the church's courtyard, she felt nothing but a curious numbness. She'd been engaged to Grant for several years now. The wedding had always been so comfortably far away that it had come as something of a shock to finally reach the day. And now, was Grant ill? Dead? Mist and light rain cloaked the city, obscuring the sky. Ainsley led Juliana in her finery out and through a tiny yard, mud soaking Juliana's new white high-heeled boots. They reached an arched breezeway, and Ainsley started down this, away from the main church. Thank heavens, because all the guests were in the church, waiting and watching, speculating about what had gone wrong. Under an arcade, but still in the chill, Lord Cameron waited alone, a broad-shouldered giant of a man in a Mackenzie plaid kilt. When Ainsley and Juliana reached him, Cameron looked down at Juliana with flint-hard eyes.
"I found him."
Still, Juliana felt nothing but numbness. None of this seemed real. Not Cameron, not the lowering skies outside the church, not her wedding finery.
"Where is he?"
Juliana asked. Cameron gestured with a silver flask in his hand.
"In a carriage behind the church. Do you want to speak to him?"
"Of course I want to speak to him. I'm going to marry him."
She noticed the look Ainsley and Cameron exchanged, caught the glimpse of anger in Ainsley's eyes, the reflected anger in Cameron's.
"What is it?"
Juliana squeezed Ainsley's hand.
"Tell me before I go mad,"
Cameron answered before Ainsley could.
"Barclay eloped,"
he said, syllables blunt.
"He's married."
The arches and the courtyard, solid Edinburgh stone, spun around and around her. But no, Juliana was standing upright, staring at Cameron Mackenzie, Ainsley's warmth at her side.